Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. It's nice to be back in the saddle after Gregory Scott filled in so well for me last week. Thank you, Gregory. Appreciate that very much. We have a fascinating show for you today. We're going to open up by talking great music, great American music. In fact, the composer Henry Fleury, who stayed here in Prescott for many years, has returned to help launch season two of the Arizona Philharmonic. He is here with Dorothy Folio. She is a volunteer with the organization, and we'll be talking about the second season opener, which will be called American Sources, and we'll be talking about the great American music coming from names like Copeland, Walker, Bernstein, that'll be performed at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Then after the news and weather break at the bottom of the hour, we'll have Ron Brashear in from the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. They have a wet and wild water day coming up that promises to be a whole lot of family fun. Hey, the Tuesday Night Classics are back tomorrow at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and Sedona. This is one of the best, folks. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Not only do you have Harrison Ford as the mature Indiana Jones, but they flash back to his teenage years where he's portrayed by River Phoenix. Remember him? And then he also appears with his father, Sean Connery. This was one of the best in the entire series, if not the best. Also coming up Wednesday at the Prescott Elks Theater, it'll be Jaws. Now, that's ironic because Jaws will be playing Wednesday night at the Prescott Elks Theater, and then Thursday, 47 Meters Down, Uncaged, a very similar film about a wild great white shark. That opens Thursday at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Speaking of the Harkins, both the 14 screen here and the 6 screen in Sedona, a new movie is coming out this coming week. Weekend will include, let's see what I have here, if I have them listed. Yeah, I do. Starting Thursday and this weekend, it'll be the Angry Birds movie 2 in Prescott Valley, along with Good Boys. That stars Jacob Tremblay, who was so great in the Oscar-nominated Room. Also, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Pretty scary, eh, kids? As Count Floyd would say on SCTV. And the aforementioned 47 Meters Down, Uncaged. And I hope you'll join me this Sunday from 11 to 2 at Findlay Buick GMC. On the 18th, I'll be hosting a live remote broadcast on our sister station, KDDL, from 11 to 2 this coming Sunday. So we're going to get right to it with Henry Fleury and Dorothy Folio coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right, not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Hi, I'm Missy Townsend, Prescott High School Athletic Director. Prescott Unified School District is the place for you. We offer year-round opportunities for student-athletes with our full lineup of fall, winter, and spring sports. Our certified and experienced coaches work with our student-athletes to compete at the region and state levels. Whether it's in our intramural sports at Granite Mountain, taking part in one of the 6 sports programs at Mile High Middle School, or finding your place in one of the 19 different programs at Prescott High School, we want to see you be part of our tradition of excellence. Once a Badger, always a Badger.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 207. We are going to be talking American music. And who better to ask than Henry Fleury? Henry, for those of you, those of our listeners not real familiar yet with your work with the Arizona Philharmonic, you spent a long time in the Prescott area, didn't you?
That's right. We've been here since 2002. We moved from Michigan area, my wife and I and our family. And it's been a fabulous place down here, living here in Arizona. It's paradise.
And you also spent quite a bit of time in New Orleans, didn't you?
I grew up in New Orleans. I grew up in the suburbs of New Orleans, was familiar with the Mardi Gras parades and all the marching bands there. Anyone who's been around me knows that I'm always drumming or doing something, you know, with singing with my mouth or something like that.
And Dorothy Fulia, and I did pronounce it correctly,
you
right?
You did.
Dorothy Fulia is here. You are a volunteer with the AZ Phil, correct?
I am.
And what other roles do you perform there for them?
Well, I just have been in the area for 2 years, so... Mm-hmm. I'm getting more and more involved as the time goes by, but I started as a volunteer.
Great.
She's a fabulous graphic artist.
Oh, really?
With a long history of magazines and been in the publishing industry since you used to have to cut with razor blades and paste things together.
Way before computers.
See, I can appreciate graphic artists because one of the most famous ones, and this is going to catch you off guard. Now, Henry, you're a music guy. I don't know how much you know about the old pop band America, but they had a very famous album cover that had a pen and ink drawing of several, it was a very colorful cover of several sites around America. That was drawn, pen and ink, by Phil Hartman, the former Saturday Night Live star.
Wow.
He also created the Crosby, Stills, and Nash logo. Yeah, he was a graphic artist before he went into show business.
Don't you miss the old album covers?
Oh, I missed him something terrible. I always wondered how many albums got sold just because of the cover.
Yeah,
quite a few, I bet.
And you know who the smartest album cover designer was? The very smartest one. No, not me.
Oh, okay.
Remember the pop singer Christopher Cross?
Oh, yes.
His first album, which had the songs Ride Like the Wind, Sailing, stuff like that on it, sold millions. And one of the record guys I used to do business with at the old Peaches Record Store told me why. He said, "Have you ever seen Christopher Cross?" I said, "No, I never have, not even a picture." He said, "There's a reason for that. Look through his album. You won't see any pictures of him." I say, "Why?" And he said, "When you see Christopher Cross, you'll see why." And sure enough, on the old NBC series, Midnight Special, there was Christopher Cross. And millions of viewers going, "Ah, that's him?" Oh, so there's certainly an art to that. Sometimes omissions are important, too. Henry, you're going to kick off the second season of the Arizona Philharmonic. How did the first season go?
Oh, it went pretty well. We had our inaugural concert back in August of last year. We brought in conductor Peter Bay. He leads the Austin Symphony, and we featured local professional soloists with national resumes. Steinway artist James DeLeon is a fabulous pianist. Mm-hmm. My wife is a marimbist who soloed around, and they performed works by me, as you may recall, which is how I got involved in this orchestra. We also did Yavapai College's Messiah performance.
I think that was the best Messiah performance I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would agree. A lot of people A lot of people said that. And then Prescott Chorale, which is another fabulous choir in town, we did their
Our friend Dennis Hauser, right?
Yes, yes.
And St. Luke's Episcopal.
That's right, sure. That would be Liz Kennedy, I believe, was our contact there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great guy, great guy. We did their Bach Festival with them, and then we were also involved in Yavapai College's performance of Carmina Burana with Ballet Victoria.
Oh, that was... It was a stunning production.
Yeah,
Dorothy, take me back to when you first became a fan of the classics.
Well, when I first became a fan of the classics, I've always been involved with music most of my life. And but when I first moved here was just before that first concert. And I went, and I had been to many San Francisco concerts, San Jose Symphony concerts, all that. And I left, and I thought, my gosh, this is just as good as anything I've ever heard.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Carmina thing was unbelievable.
I remember I mispronounced Carmina Burana when I first broached the topic on here. So, yeah, were you involved with that, Carmina Burana, Henry?
Oh, only just the orchestra part. We had a slew of percussionists involved with their two pianists from Yavapai College, Craig Ralston and Peter Mueller.
There we go. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I've seen Craig Ralston at the YCPAC many times. Mm-hmm. Tell me about you, the roots, what first got you involved in the classics.
Oh, me?
Yeah, because an awful lot of guys, when they start out, they get involved in pop music and stuff like this. They want to play the guitar, and we all know why. Tell me about your roots, how you found the classics.
Well, you know, I grew up in New Orleans, and I grew up in New Orleans thinking that every family had a piano. That's just the culture there at that time, was that everyone was involved in music. And I started piano at a young age, like most of my peers did. Everyone played a musical instrument. The schools had music in there. I remember Star Wars when it came out, falling in love with John Williams' music.
Sure. 55 Oscar nominations, too. Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Wow.
And I just remember listening to the music on the radio and saying at that time, wow, I would really like to compose orchestral music. And to be honest, I didn't think I would have that opportunity until we moved to Prescott. And the local community orchestras have been very kind to local musicians, composers like me, and students of mine, giving them opportunities up the wazoo. It's been fabulous. So.
Yeah. So when it comes to, now discuss for us, first of all, who these composers, these American composers you're going to honor are, because I think our listeners are going to be surprised when they hear one of them.
Yes, we have Aaron Copland. Everyone knows Aaron Copland, Fanfare for Common Man. Mm-hmm. We'll be playing two of his pieces, Appalachian Springs. That is a favorite of many people. What's interesting about what we're playing is we're playing the original uncut version of the ballet. And you, if people are familiar with Appalachian Spring, they'll hear a little bit of extra music that they usually haven't heard before. And then old American folk songs that's being sung by our beloved Philip Dixon, who lived in the area for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And then Bernstein. A lot of people know Bernstein from West Side Story.
Sure.
He'd done a couple of other musicals. One of them is called On the Town. So these are pieces from...
That was Leonard Bernstein?
That was Leonard Bernstein.
I didn't know that.
The Sailors.
Oh, my gosh. Sure.
Nice
the Bronx
piece.
Is up and the battery's down,
there
right?
There you
sure.
go.
Oh, you're hired.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that was him.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I got to pass along, if I haven't already from your previous appearance, I have to pass along a very brief Leonard Bernstein
anecdote. Please.
You know, being in high society in New York and in his position, as you can imagine, he was invited all the time to cocktail parties and dinner parties. Well, he got tired of being asked all the time when he arrived, oh, can you play us a song? You know what he started doing? He started arriving at these cocktail parties with his arm in a sling. That put an end to it. Yeah, yeah. Smart man, Leonard Bernstein. Wow.
You know, as a kid, my parents would always ask, oh, play for company.
Of course.
And I teach piano, too, and I always tell the parents, I said, don't ever do that to your children. You can invite them, but... never request it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I'll have to teach the kids how to show up with a sling in the arm. That's a great idea.
Hey, it worked for him. Dorothy, who are your favorite composers and your favorite performers?
Well, I grew up a little before Henry, So I was used to all of the things that happened when Woodstock was coming into distance.
Which, of course, 50th anniversary mm-hmm. this week, yeah.
So I was there for the last day, tromping through the mud.
No kidding. How interesting.
I got there just in time to see Joe Cocker sing, and then all of a sudden the heavens unleashed, and we were all slopping through the mud.
Isn't that amazing? You know, it's funny you mention that, because just a minute ago, I put in the office of Nick Canuel, our resident musician here. I can't remember which newspaper had it, but there was a special Woodstock section. They had the entire set list from all the performers.
Oh, wow.
In there. Yeah, that would really take you back. By the way, and I saw this on CBS Sunday Morning this week, you've seen the famous Woodstock soundtrack album cover.
Yes.
Of the girl with the glasses
yes.
being hugged. Did you know that couple, they located that couple again?
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. They're still alive? They're together. Not only still alive, they're still together.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that couple on the cover.
Well, it was an incredible time.
Oh, sure.
You know, of course, Jimi Hendrix sang later on that day. So we stayed just long enough to hear who we wanted to hear, and then we trekked back. You couldn't park close, so you had to walk at least a mile.
And hitchhike and everything else. Boy, that was a different time, wasn't it?
It was. So but everybody loved each other.
Oh, and that was the great thing about it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you what your plans are for this season, Henry.
Before we go on, I do want to point out we do have a third composer.
Yes. Oh, that's right. That's what I was going to ask.
And a very special one.
Indeed. Yes. Yeah.
His name is George Walker. Mm-hmm. Recently passed away. He's the first African-American to win a Pulitzer Prize in music. And we are featuring his piece, Lyric for Strings. It's an early work of his that is absolutely gorgeous and very often compared to Barber's Adagio for mm-hmm. strings.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So those plans for this season?
Oh, we got a lot of things going on. It's pretty cool. We have two full orchestral concerts coming up, the one in August that we've mentioned, and then we have one in May coming up, and that's going to feature our local Tony Tennille narrating a bunch of children's stories that are mm-hmm. set to music by Michael Abels, who is a fabulous composer. I think Us was his movie, right?
Yes.
And
he scored that?
He scored that, right? Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Wow, what a great movie that was. Mm-hmm. Eerie.
Yes. We have a concerto that features flamenco guitarists Chris and Lena Hakame from Phoenix, and also, again, Maria Fleury Marimbas. This is the original reason the orchestra was created way back when. That's another long story. And then we have a special treat. Prescott Unified School District and the Planetarium are getting together for collaboration where Prescott Unified School District students, about 260 of them, will visit our fabulous Jim and Linda Lee Planetarium at Embry-Riddle. They'll see a show about constellations that are named after animals.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll come back to their school. Arizona Philharmonic will visit them and teach them about the orchestra. And then in groups of about 15 to 20, they'll have a chance to carefully guided composition, compose a piece for orchestra inspired by this animal.
Oh, wow.
And
interesting.
The cool thing is these pieces will then be recorded via computer and then used in a new show that the Planetarium is putting on in June 2020. Yeah.
How neat is that? Yeah. You know, when I was a kid growing up in St. Louis, the planetarium at Forest Park in St. Louis, they had a very popular series called Laserium, where they would bounce, you know, computer images off the dome of the planetarium to Pink Floyd music.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. But isn't it something when you're looking at constellations and you'll be composing music for that, correct?
Right.
Ooh,
and
wow.
You know, here's the cool part. Peter Bay is going to go through these pieces and help choose a few of them to actually have Arizona Philharmonic play in that May concert.
Oh, how great is that? Wow. We are talking to Henry Fleury and Dorothy Folia. We're just getting started. Lots more coming up with them in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com. Don't go away. More coming up with Henry and Dorothy.
Cash for Clunkers is back right now at Lamb Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. If you missed out last time because your vehicle didn't qualify, now's your chance. We'll give you a minimum of $2,500 for your trade towards any new or used purchase, even if you have to push it, pull it, or tow it in. No money down? Your clunker is your down payment. If you have an old car sitting around, now's the time to turn it into cash. Bothered by past credit problems? Don't worry. We're experts at arranging financing. Our finance department has built long-time relationships with lenders that can help you get into a newer, more reliable vehicle. Don't wait another day to rebuild your credit. Remember, time doesn't repair credit. Only credit repairs credit. So don't waste another minute. Dust off that clunker and turn it into cash now, because Cash for Clunkers is back through August 24th at Lamb Nissan. Go to lambnissan.com to find your new or used vehicle and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Conditions may apply. Cannot be combined with special advertised offers. OAC, see dealer for details.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The biggest and best expo yet awaits you on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Enjoy health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Connect with organizations that promote healthy lifestyle activities, such as hiking and biking. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations, and enter drawings for the chance to win a Fitbit and other great prizes. Make it a mega celebration by exploring the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. Bring the whole family to YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:23, and boy, do I have some great news for our listeners who are thinking right now, when is that concert, and where is it, and how can I see it? Well, it's going to be coming up Sunday, the 25th at 3 p.m. at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. And right now, if you are the third caller at 445-8289. Once again, 445-8289. If you're the third caller, you will get two free tickets to that. Now, as the phone lines light up right now, we know, Henry, that there are going to be a few people calling in who are not the third caller. They're not going to qualify for this, doggone it. But you can help them out because there's a special coupon, right?
Yes, we have a coupon for your listeners. DJ Phone, DJ Phone.
Hey, I know him.
Yeah, nice guy. I've met him before. Go to our website, www.azphil.org, or to our phone number, call it up, 855-321-ORCH for orchestra. Mm-hmm. 855-321-ORCH. And if you don't get someone answering right off the bat, you can always leave a message and they'll call you back. Use the coupon DJ Phone to get 25% off.
Boy, how do you beat that? That is great to hear. Now, what kinds of audience or what kinds of participation and what kinds of attendance did you have for the first season?
First season was pretty cool. We had two sold-out shows, one nearly sold-out show.
Wow.
In the Yavapai College, Carmina Burana was halfway full each. That was mm-hmm. a disappointment from my perspective because it was just such visually stunning. Mm-hmm. But they did two shows of about half the auditorium each time. Mm-hmm. And one of the cool things is that with our vision for Arizona Philharmonic, our vision is to increase the vitality, grow the vitality of our already incredible music scene by introducing new donors, new audiences, new musicians, new volunteers to that. And we've done pretty well so far. Last season, for instance, in our opening concert, we had 200 individuals, an estimated, who had never attended an orchestra concert come to it.
How great is that?
That's fabulous. About 3/4 of our financial donations last year came from people who had never donated to the music scene here before. We introduced 70 new professional musicians to the Prescott area.
Wow.
We want to make sure that people understand that Phoenix is not the only place they have to go to hear classical music. We want to be an arts destination.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we encourage other organizations to use the musicians we introduce here, and we're seeing that happen. That's pretty thrilling.
Yeah.
And new collaborations are happening even as we speak that get all these organizations together. So we're pretty excited about the success of last year.
Now you're a composer, correct?
Yes.
Now, when you come across these classics that are written by legendary composers, how much can you tweak anything for a performance?
Oh, you would have to ask the conductor. But I have to tell you that, for instance, last year I went down to Tucson and heard them do Beethoven's 9th Symphony in a stunning way I had never heard before. I heard musical lines come out of the orchestra that I had never heard before. The repeats were taken unique each way, so it was always a new piece of music that came out, and I left there with chills.
No kidding.
Yes.
How about you, Dorothy?
Well, I've seen performances, in the San Francisco Symphony where they've placed instruments in the audience or in the aisles of the thing, and it's a whole different sound.
I can imagine.
So they didn't have to alter the music, but just giving you that different perspective was just amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can tell you, as a composer, I'm always fascinated by what the conductor brings to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm always interested in their interpretation because they will frequently see things that perhaps I did not think of beforehand.
Sure. So how much effect does the conductor have on the production, on the music we hear?
I would say significant effect. There's familiarity with the score,
mm-hmm.
there's clarity of the conducting, and then there's just the artistic sense of what you want to bring out. And we have several local conductors who are fabulously artistic. You mentioned Dennis Hauser before. I love the way he is so emotive in what he brings out with the choral group.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, for instance, Daryl Rauter's interpretation of the Messiah was unique, and it really captured my attention. And I don't mean unique in a bad way. I mean unique
we
in
saw
a
that one.
Absolutely
mm-hmm.
lovely way. Mm-hmm. We had musicians comment about how they appreciated his familiarity with the score and intentional decisions of the interpretation.
And what happens is there's a lot of conductors that they have preferences. They don't always like to conduct other music, just mm-hmm. the same composers that they like. So they bring a lot of their own thing to that.
Wow, what amazing stories about the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, which is going to be the home of American Sources from the AZ Philharmonic. That's coming up Sunday the 25th at 3:00. Once again, your website and phone number, Henry?
Our website is www.azphil, and if you can't remember that, remember Philip Dixon is singing. azphil.org, O-R-G, and our phone number is 855-321-ORCH.
And we're going to have another giveaway. We already had the third caller the first time. We're going to do this one more time. If you are the third caller, especially if you tried before and you didn't get through, that happens. Be the third caller once again to 445-8289, and you will be the winner of two additional tickets to see Arizona Philharmonic American Sources coming up the 25th. We will need your phone number and your email when you call in. Any final words, Henry, Dorothy?
Remember the coupon, DJ Phone.
There you go. Thank you for reminding our listeners of that. It's going to be a great show. We recommend you fill the house because it's always more fun to play to a full house.
Absolutely.
It is, for sure.
Henry Fleury, Dorothy Folia, thank you so much for joining us. On behalf of the Arizona Philharmonic and American Sources. Let us know about your next performance coming up, too.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Talk about that. You bet. Hey, stay tuned. It's time for local and state news and weather, followed by a chat with Ron Brashear. We're going to talk about what's coming up that's wet and wild at the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. That's on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hello, Prescott citizens. This is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. I'd like to talk with you today about what Prescott represents to me. Like many of you, my husband Bob and I moved here because of the quality of life Prescott offers. From our beautiful Four Seasons, fresh mountain air, to the strangers who smile and say hello on the street, it truly is an amazing place to call home. The strong sense of community shows up in how we gather together when it counts most. And the way we give of our time is unlike any other place I've lived. We truly care, and it shows. For all of these reasons and many more, I chose to run for Prescott City Council. My love of country, desire to serve, and commitment to give back drive me every day to be there for you in our community. I hope to continue as your City Councilwoman, and I'm asking for your vote this August. To learn more about me and my accomplishments, please visit VoteBillyOrr.com, and thank you for your support.
Paid for by Billy Orr for Council.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Yeah. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, The Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach & Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. The Diamondbacks visit the Rockies Monday live at 5, 1 a.m. 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 12th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The Prescott City Council meets at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They'll hear a presentation on the Public Safety Personnel Retirement System.
Retirement System Chairman Will Buavitas and Trustee Scott McCarty are scheduled to make the presentation in City Council Chambers on South Cortez Street. 2 years ago, voters approved a sales tax to pay the retirement system's unfunded liability, which had reached more than $86 million. Over the past fiscal year, that debt has been reduced to $69 million. Councilwoman Billy Orr explained.
Steve Shiska and I worked like crazy to go out and teach folks about why we needed to do this, and they responded, and I think the result, it's working. So we've been paying that fund down annually, and I'm just so pleased with where we are.
Orr says the city of Prescott will also be getting state funding to help with costs related to the fallen Granite Mountain hotshot.
That debt that we had acquired, that was our own to bring down.
I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Sunny skies and dry all week. No monsoons in the forecast. A breezy high today around 86. Tuesday through Thursday, 90 to 93. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Cooling after bedtime to near 61 with clear skies. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same sunshine and clear nighttime skies. Highs near 98 today, 103 tomorrow through Thursday. Cooling overnight to about 68. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
This is Senate President Karen Fan, and I'm asking you to please vote for Steve Shiska for Prescott City Council. I've been on both Prescott City and Chino Valley Town Councils, and I know how vitally important it is to have council members who can work together for a common goal. Steve worked hard to find reasonable solutions to issues. I appreciate Steve's fair and common sense approach to governing. Mail-in ballots are out now, and he'd appreciate your vote. For more on Steve Shiska, Google EffectivePrescottLeadership.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Steve Shiska for City Council.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number two. In 1976, the Steve Miller Band said, take the money and run. But where to? How about saving some of it for your retirement? Try saving anywhere from 5 to 15% from every paycheck and watch the savings grow. It's never too late to start. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning and Client One Securities are not affiliated.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood, are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Oh, I love to talk about animals, if I could talk with the animals. And we have the perfect person here to talk about it. Ron Brashear is here from the Heritage Hello. Park Zoological Sanctuary. Ron, how do you react when people call it the Heritage Park Zoo?
For marketing purposes, it's okay. Because sometimes if you try to market Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary, people are like, what's that?
What is that? Yeah, indeed. So. Well, you've got a real fun day coming up, and this is for the whole family. Just get us started on what's coming up on Saturday the 24th.
Saturday the 24th is one of our just a lot of fun at the park. It's Wet and Wild Water Day at the zoo. We have a bounce house on the lawn. We're going to have a water slide. We have little squirt guns that kids can have fun with. No wars. Just have fun with. Spray their little brother or sister. Mm-hmm. And it's from 9 to 5. We'll have music until about 1 o'clock, and it's actually, if you're a member, it's free, which is great. And then it's the regular price for anyone that's a non-member. Mm-hmm. And that's $10 for adults, $8 for seniors or veterans or students with ID, and then mm-hmm. $6 for kids. And once you're in, all the activities are free. We're also going to have a little Kiwanis Corner. We're going to set up a little small area of, like, we're going to have like a couple sprinklers for kids, like, you know, 6 and under, so they can participate as well and not worry about the big crowds with the big kids. Mm-hmm. And of course, we'll have the splash pad going. We're going to have special animal activities, some water sports with them. So it's just going to be a really fun day.
Do you have families who are repeat visitors who bring kids who come to see certain animals they feel they've developed a kinship with?
Absolutely.
Really?
I don't know how many times I hear Jade. So Jade, our mountain lion, people come, we're like, Jade loves me.
Wow. Just don't get too close.
Out. Right? Exactly. Oh. Say, that's great. Stay behind the barriers.
Yes, please.
But we get a lot of that, which is great. That's what I love about this. You know, it's a smaller sanctuary. So mm-hmm. It's great for the people that come there quite often. The members love it, so they get really bonded to certain animals. I mean, like Shosh has been there 25 years. So if you've been to the zoo, everyone knows the black bear Shosh. You're like, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Now, you lost a member of your family this year, didn't you?
Yes. Cassie the tiger passed away. I believe that was either January or early February, and that was just a sad day because that was just a really cool tiger. Cassie was pretty neat. But we're hoping to get another one in the fall right now because it's so hot during the summer you can't transport, you know. Too hard to transport tigers right now, and it's not as easy as you think a tiger.
That brings to mind a question. How would you acquire a tiger, and how would you get it here?
Well, there's definitely a lot that goes into it behind the scenes. So first you have to find one that's, you know, orphaned or, you know, one that needs a home because we are a sanctuary, so we take rescues as well as, say, another zoo closed. We'll take that. So first you have to find one that's available. Then you have to go through all the regulations to figure out how to get it transported over. So it's a lot to it, but we obviously want to get another tiger because it's just fun to see those. And walking past Cassie's enclosure right now is just sad. You're always like, look, sure. Where's she at?
Oh, yeah. Now, of course, your staff has to feed these animals every day, right? So take me through how familiar the animals become with their feeders and their handlers. But you can never totally trust them because they are wild, right?
Right. And because we're a sanctuary and how we do with our animals, we don't like, you know, we're not touching them. We're not getting involved like that. We just, you know, make sure the food and all that. But they do know who's going to feed them. They recognize them. They see it. And if there's a certain area they're supposed to move into, you know, into their enclosure so they can be locked in so that we can bring the food in. They're usually pretty good at that because they're like, all right, I want to eat. Call it training, but call it, you know, instinct of, okay, I need to eat. So yeah, they definitely recognize, and it's pretty neat. We'll have like some people, older keepers that, you know, haven't been there for a while, come and see, and there's, you know, they feel like they're certain animals remember them and come up to them. So
walk me through a first visit to the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. What do you recommend for first timers?
First timers, what's great about our park is because it's very intimate. It's 10 acres, so it's not too large. I mean, I have a 3-year-old, so I love bringing her there. It's not going to, you know, I don't have to worry about her getting too tired out or whining halfway through.
Kids do get tired and make it known, don't they?
Yes. I mean, I love Phoenix Zoo, but it was a bit of a big zoo for us when we went down there. But no, I'd say you just come in, and what people are mostly shocked about is how close you get to the animals because we are a sanctuary, not a zoo. You're a pretty close, you really get up near them, and you get to know the names if you come a few times. But your first time, you just definitely want to see the black bears. You definitely want to see all the different cats we have, and definitely the birds are huge there. We actually got a new eagle enclosure that's going to be opening up soon that's being built by an Eagle Scout. So we're hoping that's open before our big fundraiser of the year, which is Taste of the Wild, which comes up October 6th. Mm-hmm. And that's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We raise money to help feed these animals, like you said. That does cost a bit. We have over 200 animals as well as we do over 300.
Holy smokes. Yeah. Wow.
But not just that. We do over 300 rescues a year, which people don't realize. So that's really nice. So we get, I mean, especially during the summer, the amount of calls we get just in a day out here over the radio. Rescue, you know, at the shop.
You know, on that note, since you are a sanctuary and you are talking rescues, how often do you get phone calls and have to tell a person, we really can't bring that animal in? That's not really what we do.
I don't handle that part, but I can tell you a lot of times we don't say that. If it's a rescue and needs help, what we do try to caution people in, if they're saying, hey, there's an animal here doing something, we try to say, hey, a lot of that's natural. You know, there's a baby doing this. Well, you know, don't separate it. Let it be. Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest things is, you know, I get it as a human. You see someone that you think may be in trouble and you want to intervene. Sometimes you need to step back and analyze the situation a little bit and say, okay, what's going on? If it's someone by themselves, where's the parent? Maybe it's out getting food. That's what we try to caution. But usually when it comes, if it's a rescue and it needs help, we're there to help.
Nature has a way of answering those questions, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So when did you first get involved with Heritage Park?
I've worked there for a little over a year, but then actually my ex-wife had worked there for a year, so I'd been there a couple years now. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to, it's just a great place to be. It's my first nonprofit, so that's definitely a little bit different than working different jobs.
Sure.
But I love it. I got a finance degree, so you would have told me in college I'd be doing marketing and events at a zoo, I'd be like, excuse me?
Yeah, yeah.
But I've been in sales my whole life, so marketing and all that's pretty easy, yeah.
Well, and you're obviously an animal buff. You obviously love animals. So how'd you first get involved? I mean, tell me about when you were a kid. Did you have pets of your own?
Dogs. I am a huge dog lover. Same. Yep. So that's, and it's funny because we have so many cats at the zoo, and I'm like, I still like my dogs.
Sure.
So yeah, my dad or my parents are really good at, we had different dogs growing up, three of them that I can think of. Fifi was a big standard poodle to begin, you know, when I was just a kid, and that was perfect because we could do anything we wanted as, you know, we're babies. I think she passed away when I was 3 years old. I'm sorry, not 3 years old, but third grade. And I just remember, you know, there's pictures, and yeah, my parents said, yeah, you guys, whatever you did, they protected me and my brother.
You know, on that note, one thing that always amazes me about a lot of animals, mostly domesticated ones, is even with a great big dog, when there's a baby in the family, they know how to be gentle, don't they?
Yes.
They will nibble and they will gnaw, but they won't bite.
Yes.
Isn't that astounding?
I think
they just sixth sense we're not picking up on?
I don't know. All animals don't have it. some of the stuff that happens. But it definitely, for dogs, it seems like, and we always had the girl dogs, so I don't know if that's just a parental instinct that they have, a motherly instinct. But it's funny. Yeah, it was always that way. And actually, the dog I had in my teen years, I remember bringing over a date once, and she didn't like me having a date there, and actually got in between me and my date on the couch.
Ooh,
so there's that instinct of this is my, he's mine, so leave my owner alone. So it is funny how they have that instinct.
Well, we have a little sanctuary of our own at home. We have 5 dogs, 11 birds, now it's 12 birds, mostly cockatiels. And the other day, we have a mesh screen up so dogs can come and go as they please. We can still get fresh air in that way without closing the door. And because it's just a mesh screen, we hear this click, click, click on the hardwood floor. It's our desert tortoise walking in from the backyard just saying, hey, dude, how you doing? And the dogs just come up and sniff them and walk away and everything. Now, are there any surprising things our listeners will be surprised to know about how certain animals that you have? Is there ever any mixing of different animals of any kind, or are they all kept separate?
Pretty much kept separate. They have to be. I know, yeah, we keep them separate for many reasons, but definitely you don't know how one's going to react to another.
True.
So we definitely keep them separated. And I like the Galapagos turtles, you know, so we'll keep one species together. So we have a couple of those right now, which if you've seen those, if you know about tortoises,
great,
huge.
Yeah.
And so we'll put ones like the bobcats, there's 4 of them together, they get along. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't put the bobcats in with the raccoons.
Dinner somewhere in there. Yeah.
It's actually funny. I see our mountain lion in the evening will get up on his rock or her jade and will actually look at the clouded leopards. So it seems like they'll look at each other come the evening. It's sort of neat. They must be thinking, like, what's going on? Who is that?
You know, it's funny you mentioned raccoons because you and I were talking off the air about the new movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where Brad Pitt has a very close relationship with his pit bull named Brandy, and he opens up the cabinet to the dog's food. It's all canned dog food, and I kid you not, one of those cans of dog food says raccoon flavor, and another one says rat flavor. Okay. And I'm thinking like, oh, no, I hope this is fiction. Please tell me it's fiction. So what was your reaction as an animal guy and as a sanctuary staffer? What was your reaction when that story came out a few months ago about the lady who wanted to back up against, was it a jaguar cage, and got clawed something terrible?
That's always worrisome, obviously, when you work in a sanctuary and you're around these animals, because there's people that do forget that they're wild. It's sort of baffling. You're like, why did you get that close? You have to know where you're at. We worry sometimes, you know, just we always make sure when parents come, watch your child. Kids are curious. You got to make sure you're paying attention to them, so you don't want them crossing the barriers because they see a fluffy little animal.
They think it's a stuffed animal come to life. Yeah, cuddly,
right? Make sure you watch it and just understand. And it is neat, or not. It's just different because we do get so close, but at the same time, you don't want people to think, well, we're this close, they must be safe. No, these are wild animals. So,
So tell me about your staff. Who are the people that you have at the sanctuary, and what kind of background do you look for when you bring somebody in?
that is above my pay grade on who we're going to get. Okay. I will say that. But I will say they like to have people that have a zoological background, go get a degree, they have that. So I don't, because I do the marketing events, yeah, I don't always have as much information on that, which I don't have the zoological degree or anything like that, which I probably should learn a little bit more. But it's, yeah, you get busy doing all the marketing events. I don't have time to learn about all the animals that I would like to know.
But you know what? You're talking about a wet and wild water day. I bet a lot of those animals would love to have a nice spray, wouldn't they?
And we actually do that. We there's about, I don't have the schedule in front of me. We have about five or six that we do something. The Galapagos love it. A couple of our other animals we're going to spray, and we'll just have some fun with it. So it is, it's wet and water day, not just for the people, but for the animals.
For the humans, so, you know, I mentioned my birds before. We take them outside. We have an outdoor cage for them, too. And we'll take them outside. We'll put the hose on mist. And these cockatiels almost turn themselves inside out, making sure, oh, this is so cool. Let me scrub down here.
It's,
you know, it's just hilarious the way they react, you know, when it rains like this. So let me ask you this. The animal guy in you, are there any wild animals you would kill to see up close and personal in the wild? And we don't mean kill.
Literally. Well, I don't know that right off the top of my head, but I can tell you the ones that I do not like, and it's the opposite, because I am not a snake or spider person, so we have a great grotto there that has beautiful tarantulas that people love. Me, I just have a hard time with that, or even like the snakes, I try to stay away from. And I've lived in Arizona for, I don't know, on and off about 10, 11 years, and I've never seen like a rattlesnake out in the wild, and that petrifies me. So I don't want to see one of those.
You know what? So. I worked for 5 years in the cemetery business in Southern California, and one of the cemeteries I worked at, we had rattlesnake sightings about once or twice a month.
Really?
In fact, we had to have a funeral director one day ask the people, folks, would you please very quietly and slowly get up very quietly and just move this way, because here comes a rattlesnake snaking right through the service.
We had a tarantula
walk through our mesh screen just last week, and my sweetie knew something big was going on because she saw me jump up on the couch and go eek. So
I come from Michigan, we don't have those things. And I've seen the tarantulas in the wild here. I have ran into a couple of those, like after a rainstorm, remember, in Phoenix. But that, as long as I don't see in a house, I'm probably okay. But any of the snakes, really, is just not my favorite. But I have, we have our couple of the animals we do bring out, a couple of the snakes, which guests love, we'll bring out to the lawn. And I have ventured, got a little brave, and touched a couple of the snakes. So I'm trying, but
when I was a kid, my best buddy across the street, Jimmy, he had garter snakes. And we'd sit in the sandbox and let the garter snake go through our shirt and everything. So I learned, you know, at an early age about that. And when I visited New York in 2002, I'm going through Times Square at 2 o'clock in the morning, mind you. And there's about 30 people in line. What are 30 people doing in line at 2 a.m. in Times Square? There was a guy there with a 15-foot-long yellow boa constrictor. Wow. And people were paying $20 to have that snake pose on them, wrap itself around them for a picture. And then, of course, he let up, let the next person do it. But they were lined up to have their picture taken. That thing was this big around. Yeah, wow. not your cup of tea, is it?
Maybe it took the liquid courage. That's why it was done at 2 in the morning.
That could be, you know, it was near some bars. I will say that.
I'll do it if you will.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, we've got this great Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary Wet and Wild Water Day coming up on Saturday, the 24th, 9 to 5. Whole family invited, right, Ron?
Absolutely. And we also have a lot of other events going, so if you don't mind checking out our website at www.heritageparkzoo.org, get to see a list of all our events coming up.
Or you can call 778-4242, correct?
Correct.
Sounds like a great day. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. I've got tomorrow's guests coming your way and some final thoughts in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Hammer Time Sandy.
And I'm Hammer Time Mike.
And together we're inviting you to tune into Hammer Time every Saturday and Sunday morning, 7 a.m. right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for lively talk and hear what's new in the construction industry. Hammer Time, brought to you by the Yavapai County Contractors Association, your local resource working for you. So this weekend and every weekend, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Mike.
Don't start without us.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, congratulations to Chef John Panza and Cassandra Hankison. They've been on the show a few times for their Senses pop-up dining events. Also, they took over a couple of years ago the Biga restaurant in Prescott. Well, now they've taken over the former Genovese space on Gurley Street, just down the hill off the courthouse next to Whiskers Barkery. And they have a menu you'd expect to find in San Francisco or New York. It's called John's Chop House. Steaks, chops, fresh seafood, wild game, even vegan choices. So congratulations to John and Cassandra. Best of luck to John's Chop House. Sounds like a fabulous place for a really, really great dinner. Once again, I hope you'll join me this Sunday from 11 to 2 at Findlay Buick GMC for my live remote on our sister station KDDL Cattle Country. Coming up at 3 o'clock today, Ben Shapiro, Talk of a Town, Chino Valley at 4, Diamondbacks Baseball at Coors Field, 5 o'clock with the first pitch at 5:40, and then tomorrow on Q&A, I'll have actors from the upcoming musical Mamma Mia and Jesse Haynes from CCJ with Jim Gunby from Dorn Homes for their project to alleviate homelessness and provide affordable housing. That's Q&A Tuesday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.